Everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Well, good morning. 6:14, Brock.
You dropped your banana.
You leave my banana alone, all right? I left it there for a reason.
Did you?
Want a cart to spin out. That's what I want. Anyway, we got to get to your 6 a.m. WTF of the day, so let's do it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Oh boy. I'm all scattered because I wasn't here yesterday and I didn't have a chance to, like, you know, do show prep. Not that I really
do a
lot of show prep.
One day, for God's sake. You're fine.
I'm sorry. Here, this is a good one.
It's not an excuse.
I don't need prep because I got this, buddy boy. A 48-year-old woman in Missouri named Laura Oglesby stole her daughter's identity so that she could go back to college. She didn't want a degree, though. She just wanted to date young guys.
Yeah, there you go. Come on, lady.
MILF.
What's up?
MILF. MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
MILF.
Yes, dude.
MILF. Yeah. Somehow, she managed to run this scam for 2 years before being caught.
This is like a Van Wilder almost.
Pretty much. It was very elaborate, too. She got a Social Security card in her daughter's name and even got federal student loans. She was 43 at the time, claimed she was 22, and apparently the guy she seduced had no idea, nor did they probably care. She even scored a job at the library, which is almost too perfect.
There you go, lady.
Eventually, it all unraveled. This was in 2018. Now she's facing 5 years behind bars without parole after pleading guilty. All right, mugshot. She's got to be hot, right?
Oh, man. Come on. Let it ride. Yeah. She's hopping dorm room to dorm room.
Got to be careful, though. At 43, you're not hopping quite as quickly as a taut 22-year-old. You know what I mean?
My hip. You know, here's the thing. You ever think about, like, because you can go back to college, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
If you hadn't gone, you're still eligible,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So her big thing was she wanted to go back as a young lass, a young sorority sister. All right. But again, lady, if you're 43 and you want to hook up with young guys, just go hook up with young guys. You don't need to do this elaborate plan. All right.
Right. You not like it is in the movies. You don't have to put the backpack out.
No, exactly. Exactly. You don't need to turn your hat backwards to appear 10 years younger. Okay.
You can't just, like, show up at college parties.
Yeah,
right.
Is it? Yeah. Like, honestly, this lady could have done the exact same thing if she just would have went to a frat party and said, hey, look, I want to get some young hot studs in bed. So, and they'd be like, oh, yeah,
you're a lady. You're fine. Somebody will bite.
Don't worry. It's ladies' night. You don't need to pay a cup fee. You're fine. Come on in. All right. This is where we play beer pong. And that's Stinky Steve's room. Don't go over there too long. You know, it's like,
party in the basement tonight. We got some solo cups. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I hope you're okay with wearing a toga because it's toga night. Oh, it's all right.
Nice.
This lady didn't need to do the whole thing. But, you know, I give her credit for making it 2 years. So, hey, I give
plenty
her
of couches you can find to sleep on.
See what I did there? I gave her credit for making this go to get it, like, college credit. I didn't even mean to do that, but I did it. That's great. All right. Well, she is going behind bars, and I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to come by and see her. But all right.
She's going to be in cuffs, if you know what I mean.
What? What?
You know.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, okay. Now I gotcha. Anyway, that's your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. The plan.